Top State Department official briefs the Senate Foreign Relations Committee today on a plan to spend $10 billion to stop the spread of weapons materials from the former Soviet Union. Current U.S. programs to help Russia get rid of nuclear materials have run into obstacles in Congress, so others have stepped in, NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Some wealthy Americans endow schools, hospitals, or museums. America's second richest man, Warren Buffett, is funding another cause, the fight against nuclear proliferation. He's putting up $2.5 million to keep Soviet-era nuclear material out of the hands of those who he says wish us evil.
The threat has been there. Sometimes we've been aware of it, and other times it's sort of slipped away, like cancer in remission. Something like the Cuban Missile Crisis brought it to our attention. What's going on now brings it to our attention.
Buffett, the CEO of the Omaha-based investment firm Berkshire Hathaway, is supporting the Nuclear Threat Initiative. Ted Turner initially funded the program with AOL Time Warner stocks, but those have since lost 80% of their value. Sam Nunn, who runs the Nuclear Threat Initiative, admits he's in a delicate position with funding dependent on the stock market. But he says without his organization and Ted Turner's money, the U.S. may not have been able to whisk weapons-grade uranium out of Yugoslavia, as it did in a dramatic operation in August.
There were 2.5 bombs worth of highly enriched uranium at this site, which was not properly safeguarded, certainly not up to our standards, and was a terrorist's dream if they'd ever been able to get a hold of that material.
Nunn says Yugoslavia agreed to the removal of the uranium only after his Nuclear Threat Initiative put up $5 million to clean up the site. And he says the operation never would have happened if the administration had to seek congressional approval.
Private funding is usually not going to be available. It was in this case. But our Congress needs to pass legislation that will essentially give the president authority with $50 to $100 million, whatever it takes, to deal with this kind of emergency without seeking private funding.
Nunn argues nuclear security should not depend on private philanthropy.
Our fondest hope is to be put out of business by the governments of the world, not just ours, doing the right thing. But in the meantime, we've got a race going on. We've got terrorists trying to get their hands on materials that can make weapons of mass destruction, including nuclear, chemical, and biological. And we ought to be racing to stop them.
On Capitol Hill, Indiana Republican Richard Lugar has kept up his lobbying efforts to get Congress to fully fund programs to rid Russia of weapons stockpiles. But he also sees a role for the private sector in this. He praised the so-called megatons to megawatts program, which so far has converted weapons-grade uranium capable of making some 6,000 nuclear warheads into commercial nuclear reactor fuel.
The world right now is on tenterhooks as to whether 100 pounds of highly enriched uranium might get to Saddam Hussein. We're talking today about tons of highly enriched uranium that are a part of this program that are literally being taken out of the picture.
The program is run by USEC, a now private company that grew out of the Energy Department. It sells the Russian uranium to nuclear plants here and says it's been a roller coaster ride trying to make this business profitable. It recently renegotiated the price it pays for uranium from Russia. Critics charge USEC with seeking profit at the expense of the Russians and warn that will leave Russia with less money to dispose of its nuclear materials and more need for international aid. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.